Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafra friends. Wherever you are on the face of this very planet, we welcome you to another exciting edition of Radio Biafra on this very day, the 20th day of April, in the year of our Most High Elohim, 2019, Shabbat evening. Or should I say, at the closure of Shabbat prayers this very day, the time now is approximately 1 minute past the top of the hour, wherever you are. Regardless of where you are domiciled, the time now is exactly a minute past the top of the hour. I welcome you, and as I welcome you, I expect you to welcome other people as well. Those of them who are very close by, even those who are very far. You must tell them where to go to. We are on a variety of platforms, but before I go any further, I must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, because unlike other people, this very radio station, this very noble Radio Biafra, is listened to across the entire 24 time zones on this very planet. There is nowhere you go to right now that people are not huddled together around their listening device to participate and to partake in this very offering this evening. This is the very greatest university on the face of the earth. There is no doubt about it. Here we will educate. Here we will sanitize. Here we will enlighten you, that you may be considered worthy to be called a human being or else an animal in a zoo. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. And by the very special grace of the Almighty, the Most High, Chukwokika Biama Priminyanine, I am a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I shall serve you until Biafra is restored and beyond, if I am required to. You must not underestimate our determination and our resolve. We are resolute. We will not retreat nor surrender. Everything that we do is to the glory of the Most High and not to the glory of man. That is why Biafra will come. And that is why Chukwokika Biama will be worshipped in the world of the ancients. Go to www.radiobiafra.co. We are on satellite. We are on CHK 102.2 FM across Biafra land. We are also on Facebook, as some of you are listening to us, and a whole host of other areas where you can also listen to Radio Biafra, like Simple Radio, TuneIn, www.ipob.org. Just search and you will find. And I welcome each and every one of you, because you have come for a divine lecture that you will not receive anywhere in the Zoo University. I encourage you to bring your pen and your paper, because tonight we'll be delving into at least four topics. And I don't want you, by the time we get to the third one, you've forgotten the very first one that we treated. We shall dissect the zoo to let the world know that they are empty. All their titles are meaningless. Chief Justice, Justice of Attorney, Senior Advocate of News. All that rubbish is bunkum because their brains are empty. Their lawyers and their judges are useless to the core. People with a constitution but do not obey what that very constitution says. That is why they are vagabonds, and that's why they are animals. That is why they inhabit the damnable zoological republic. They have no brain. They cannot reason properly. We are here to expose them. We are here to let the world understand that Nigeria is an abomination. It's a disgrace before humanity. All their PhD, SSD, we are the elite. We are the intellectuals. Rubbish! Their brains are empty. I'm here to prove it tonight. All of them. I don't know if it is that weak that we are their judges. That no fresh air touches their brain. They behave like baboons in the Amazon rainforest. Unbelievable. After this program tonight, you will understand why anytime any human being says, I'm a Nigerian, because they are lower than a vermin. They're nothing. I believe you me, they're nothing. You will judge for yourself this very evening. I will not go on, neither will I proceed without calling upon Chukwuka Abiyama. This very prayer we are going to pray this evening, I have prayed for 4 years. Every blessed day I pray it. For the last 4 years, I pray this same prayer. That Chukwuka Abiyama may be merciful upon us. Hear our prayers and deliver us from the hands of evil men. Illiterate men who are not even Nigerians to start with. That is the worst part of it. They are not. I said they are not. I will prove it to you tonight. That you may know that the zoo is a complete and utter zoo. Filled with cowards everywhere who cannot rise up to speak their mind. To rise up against evil. To stand and to say that evil must come to an end. Without Abraham Lincoln, blacks will still be slaves in America till this very day. Why can't we rise up and say that something is evil and drag it down the way this wretched, decrepit, satanic APC regime is? Satanic, I say. They work for Lucifer. That I can assure you. We must proceed this very evening to pray, of course, because I'm a child of heaven, divinely ordained to preach the gospel of the restoration of Biafra without any fear nor favor. I will preach it this very evening. I will. And the world is listening to understand everything that is wrong with this zoo. I mean everything that is wrong with it. Let us bow down our heads in prayer wherever we are. After all, we answer to Chukwuka Abiyama, not to man. The names will bear us witness. I am Nnamdi, which means my Redeemer liveth. Chirekemde, my Redeemer, the Creator of heaven, deliveth. It is not a name borrowed from anywhere. It's an ancient name. It's been with us from the beginning of time. If I don't worship Chukwuka Abiyama, whom I am named after, who am I going to worship? Heaven forbid. Make haste, O Elohim, to deliver your children. Come very speedily to help us, because we are surrounded by enemies and dark forces from the Sahel. The children of darkness have risen with their cattle to descend upon those you have chosen to bring light to Africa. Therefore, Chukwuka Abiyama, you must hurry. And they will all be ashamed, all of them, and thrown into confusion that seek to hurt us. O Elohim, you will chase them back. All of them, and put them to confusion as you're doing today. All of them that kill your children and pillage your holy land of Biafra. Come and drive them back in their own shame. Let their humiliation be their reward, because they laughed at us. They made mockery of us because they kill us and we have never retaliated. But the time is coming very, very soon. Shame shall befall them. Shame shall accompany them. Shame shall be behind them. All of them that have risen against IPOB. Let all of us that seek thee, Umu Chineke, those that you created into your light in Africa, that development and civilization may come through Biafra into Black Africa, because without Biafra, there will be no Africa, there will be no civilization, there will be no human advancement. Therefore, we are your project, O Most Holy One. Come and redeem us. Let all of us that seek thee and rejoice in your holy name, all of us that love thy salvation, may we continually say, let the name of our Lord God be magnified. Let the name of Elohim be praised. Let the name of Chukwu Okike Abiama be exalted. Because we are poor and needy. We have no one to fight for us. Those that claim that they know your scriptures, those that brought us New Testament, those that told us that the word of the ancients is not the correct way, they have abandoned your children. The same people that brought us the Bible, they have abandoned us. They are now following Quran and asking them, the children of darkness, to come and slaughter those that you have blessed. This was never your plans for us. If we have offended thee in any way, in our speech, in our thought, in our conduct, please be merciful upon your children. Hurry and come and deliver us. Hurry and come and save your children. Because only you can deliver us. Only you can command and Biafra will come. It is not by our might. It is not by our power. It is not through anything that we may have done or said. Only by your grace will Biafra come. We dedicate all that we are unto your loving arms and pray that you do not delay to come to the rescue of your children, that Biafra may come in our time and your name exalted and lifted up, that the world may know that Biafra is your land, that the world may know that this very IPOB was ordained by thee. To your eternal praise and glory, our Lord and our God, Chukwu Okike Abiama, we pray. We must now proceed without any hesitation to present our facts and our figures this very evening. If you don't have a pen and a paper, you are missing a lot. Believe me, you will not learn very much. You need a pen and a paper to be able to follow this very lecture this evening. You will not get it anywhere else. I want to prove to the world that all those idiots you see with their wig, a square, a court of appeal justice, rubbish. Their brains are empty. They don't even know what they are supposed to be doing. They run what amounts to some kind of business. It's a franchise, a cabal that extends into every nook and cranny of governance in the zoo. All of them. Tonight we lay them bare. Get a copy of the Constitution. I've asked Amaka, my deputy chairman, for everybody. Get a copy of the Constitution of the Damnable Zoological Republic, 1999. We will not leave it alone. When I want to destroy them, I go back to what they said they are going to do in their own document. Because before you swear anybody into office, be they the president, be they the vice, be it a high court judge, even a customary court judge, even a governor, anybody, they must hold this document. You know what they say? To uphold the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. That's what they all say. But none of them, I say not one soul, not even INEC, adheres to the same laws that they proclaimed publicly that they are going to uphold. Let's start. When I tweeted on this very program tonight, I said, or I was paraphrasing what great minds said before me. In civilized parts of the world, ignorance of the law is no excuse. You cannot say, I don't know what the U.S. Constitution says, but you're looking for a U.S. visa, you go there and you mess up, you go to jail. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse. But in Nigeria, in the zoo, ignorance of the law is the certificate you need. You have to be ignorant of the law. That is the qualification you need to become a Chief Justice of the Federation or a Senior Advocate of Nigeria. Ignorance of the law is all you need, because I'm about to prove it to you. This evening, we are going to focus on four key areas in order to appreciate the mess, confusion, and hopelessness Nigeria and Nigerians are in. The funniest thing is that they don't know. You see them speaking borrowed English, copy and paste English. They don't even understand what they are doing. I said from top to bottom. More especially Yoruba, media, proprietors, all of them, they know nothing. We are here to prove it. I am about to tell you something that you know, the dead Buhari that died in 2017. Major General Muhammadu Buhari that died. Anytime I mention Buhari, you must know he's dead. The dead Buhari and his replacement, Jibril Aminu al-Sudani. Buhari was occupying the office till 2017 when he died, and they brought in Jibril to take over. Do you know that even the dead Buhari is not qualified to run for the presidency of Nigeria? Do you know that? This evening I'm going to prove it to you. And it is in the constitution. The fact that you were born in Nigeria doesn't mean that you can run for office. No, it doesn't mean that. No, it doesn't. We will go back to the constitution tonight to see exactly what their law says about eligibility to run. Listen carefully. Don't confuse the two, Jibril and the dead Buhari. I am telling you tonight that INEC is so useless that they failed to pinpoint this very fact, that even the dead Buhari, in whose name Jibril is ruling, those of you unfortunate enough to still be in the zoo, is illegal and unconstitutional. INEC is a mess. I'll prove it to you. Now listen again. In the zoo constitution, because some idiots who are not well read said, you don't need WAEC to become president. Rubbish, I'll prove it to you tonight. That without WAEC, you cannot become the president of Nigeria if the courts, if the police, if INEC, if they know what they are doing, if you don't have WAEC result, you cannot be a governor, you cannot be a president in the zoo. That is what their law says. Anybody telling you otherwise is talking rubbish, and I'll prove it to you tonight. Forget all the nonsense they are preaching to you about the interpretations. I have it here in front of me, and I'll prove it to you that they are talking a whole load of bollocks. Excuse my language. Our question tonight for INEC is this. Or any election tribunal, the Nigerian judiciary, the likes of Binta and Yako, Nagakuko, legal establishment, the so-called elite and intelligentsia, we the elite, no more koko, not one elite. Oh dear. Is there anybody amongst them who amongst them determined that the dead Buhari, the late one, and even now Jibril, the Sudanese, should contest for the presidency when they have no WAEC result?
That is what the law says. You must have WAEC. If you don't have WAEC, you cannot contest. Who said they must contest? Knowing fully well they don't have WAEC. It doesn't matter if you have PhD. This is one thing about black people. We don't reason very well sometimes. The law says you must have something. It doesn't matter if you went as far as getting the highest qualification in the land. No. That is how and why some of you fail exams. You abandon the question, you start providing a totally irrelevant answer. They don't have any WAEC, both the dead Buhari and Jubril. None. So everything this present tribunal is doing is wasting their time. I'll prove it to them tonight. And they are Kwak San. Kwak Nenagan School, Charewu San. Shineke Meruna Bare. I want to, we're also looking to tonight, the role of INEC in the subversion and undermining of the governing document, which is the Constitution of the Zoo. This night from here, we will educate the world, all of us together, on how Fulani Caliphate used INEC to undermine the foundational laws, the governing principles of, I said, Yakubu, before him, Jega, how they used INEC to subvert the law itself. And how the ignorance, cowardice, and betrayal of Nigerians, of the judiciary, of Yoruba media, because of Tinubu, they want Yoruba man to be president 2023. They abandoned every principle, every honor, every dignity. They have none. I weep. The only journalist I loved in that very contraption called Nigeria is Dele Giwa. Dele Giwa, Dele Giwa. Such men don't exist anymore within the realm, as they call themselves, of the fourth estate. They don't exist anymore. What we have now is cash and carry journalism. In an office, you're doing slaughtered in Enugu in a pool of blood. Where's a man that died of heart attack? Slaughtered in a pool of blood. You can see how evil people are, and they're journalists. They're journalists. No conscience. They don't even think about the repercussions on ordinary people, on poor people, that there is slaughter and mayhem in Nigeria today is because of Yoruba media. They never report the truth. When they were killing IPOB, they kept quiet. Now there's slaughter going on everywhere. Or they thought it wouldn't get to them. It has gotten to them. We shall look into it tonight as well. The Fulani reign of terror and impunity, aided and abetted by INEC, by the judiciary, by police, by DSS, and by Yoruba media. Yoruba media. I have Yoruba friends. There are brave Yoruba men, don't get me wrong, and women. And I'm friendly with most of them. But you see, that same Yoruba media that chased Babangida from office, that I give them credit, I'm being very honest. This same Yoruba media chased away Babangida. This same Yoruba media brought about the demise of Abacha. This Yoruba media. And they removed Jonathan from office. Where are you now that people are dying? What are you people writing now? Why are you condoning evil? Why are you supporting Satan in all his works that he's doing? Destroying innocent lives all over the place. Because Tinubu wants to, a Yoruba man wants to be president in 2023. That's all. Because of that, you abandon every shred of ethic and principle in your life to support evil. It won't be well with all of you. We shall look upon it tonight. But before we do so, also we must also look at the extension of the tenure of, is it Ibrahim Tanko, the Sharia chief judge of the zoo. You will understand tonight also that, do you know you can go to Arabic school, become a Sharia judge without delving into common law? You can become a Sharia judge and from there you'll be appointed to the Supreme Court without any knowledge of English language, and you become, if you're lucky, or if a Fulani man is on the throne, chief justice of the zoo. Based on, go and read your, is there in, some of you don't even read the constitution. Go and read it very, very well. That is where I base everything I'm saying tonight. So nobody will say that anything was forged or concocted. No, from your own constitution. The time now is getting very close to 26 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. In everything we do in life, listen very carefully, please. There is always criteria. You must be qualified for something. If you're not up to maybe 4 years of age, you cannot go to kindergarten. Do you understand? You may go to a creche as a baby. That is a criteria. The criteria says you have to be maybe 4 years old to go to kindergarten. Follow this very carefully. In some countries, before you can drive, you have to be 16 or maybe 18. Before you can drink alcohol, you'll be 21. That is the criteria. Before you can drink, take alcohol, you must be 21 years of age. That is the criteria you must meet before they allow you to consume alcohol. Follow this very carefully, please. Even before you get married, where I come from, in the Basin of Biafra, in Igbo land, before you must pay bride price. That is the criteria. For you to qualify to marry a woman, you must be able to afford the bride price. Or maybe your parents or your relatives can give it to you. That is your business. But you must present. That is a criteria. You know, alligator pepper and kola nut. It must be preyed upon, cut, and eaten by the folks. If that is not done, everything you're doing is babash. That is the key in marriage in our land. That is the key, the essence of it all. I'm pointing all these things out so you understand what criteria means. Some people don't know the meaning of it. They think, oh, criteria is work. Hey, if he likes now, he went to mom's college, he went to all the shops, he went to American War College. No, the law says work. School sat, it says, but we're coming to prove to you that school sat is work. In a very short while. There are people, especially those that register or enroll you when you go to school, or even university. It is their duty to check your work result, check your JAMB result, to make sure you are qualified before you are admitted to undertake any undergraduate studies in any university anywhere in the world. You just can't present yourself and claim you have to take a degree. Oh, because I went to somewhere before and I did HND. Because they said, we want to see your WAEC result. It doesn't matter because you can go somewhere and forge documents or enroll through the backyard. We want to see it. You just can't appear from nowhere and claim that you are something that you're not. Never, ever, ever. This night we are going to demonstrate beyond every reasonable doubt that INEC is not fit for purpose. You see that useless INEC? It should not even function at all. They have failed to perform their statutory duty of due diligence to ensure that candidates meet the minimum threshold to vie for the office of the President of Nigeria. Some people wonder why I am interested in exposing the intellectual limitation of your average Nigerian judge, your legal practitioner, or so-called fumbling elite. The reason is very simple. I want the international community tonight to know why we IPOB cannot be a part of the madness called Nigeria, where people have written down rules and laws that have refused to obey or adhere to them. What Mesopotamia managed over 4,000 years ago, some so-called educated Africans still cannot manage in this day and age. If you cannot obey the laws that you have written down yourself, you are worse than a pig. A pig is better than you. You can't obey your constitution with a pig. You are an animal, not an animal. Let us begin by looking at the key events of the week. You can imagine the horror that most people felt when they heard that a senior legal practitioner in the zoo, senior advocate of nuisance, as they have tagged him, he made a complete mess, an idiot of himself. And some people joined him without even the benefit of researching what the baboon was saying. He said that Jibril Buhari does not need WAEC to contest for the presidency. But these are your senior advocates. And one day, who knows, they will become a judge and they will be interpreting the constitution. Do you see how they rose up there? The life of Binti, let the people go. One day, this person would aspire to become a judge. He does not even know simple written English. He doesn't understand it. These people who claim they are senior advocates of Nigeria, they interpreted school certificate, which is WAEC. If you're as old as I am, you know that school cert is WAEC. Everybody knows that. To mean first school leaving certificate. That is primary 6 leaving certificate. Unbelievable. Some will say, but he's right. Festus Kemo is right. You don't need qualification. Hi, I was mortified, shocked, and horrified. This is the reason why Jubil cannot be sworn in. This is the reason why the dead Buhari should not have been president. They have no direct result. None whatsoever. And the law is very clear on it. And we shall look at it in a short while. Get your constitution ready, please. This, in fact, some badly educated journalists as well, very sad, from across the board, not just Yoruba journalists, without the benefit of well-researched information, concurred by some of them screaming across their headlines, Keyamo is right, WAEC certificate not compulsory for presidency. How I wept. At this point, I knew that Nigeria is the most useless and hopeless place for any sane being to find him or herself in. Poor knowledge of written English, simple English, and failure to grasp the very basic and mundane nuances of the beautiful language of English is the reason why PhD holders I'm making a complete mess of themselves in the zoo. They don't even understand English language. That's how sad it is. They want us to accept that education doesn't matter. Competence doesn't matter. Skills don't matter. As long as it's going to be chairman, you will be president of the zoo. That's all they're trying to tell you. They are misinterpreting the constitution to help the almighty that does not go to school so they can become president. Some of you don't know it. Some of you from the so-called Southern Zoo, Southern Nigeria. You claim you are red, you are intellectuals, you are nothing. Fulani is playing games with you. They come and bribe some of you that can barely read or write. So you're talking nonsense. Education doesn't matter. Who told you that it doesn't matter? Who told you? When you are expected to go out to the outside world to negotiate, to discuss, to agree treaties and agreements, and all you need is first school leaving certificate, primary 6. Are you well at all? Oh, dear me. We'll continue. Tell me how such a country can make meaningful progress. Oh, dear me. How can the citizens ever aspire to meet their full potentials? It's unbelievable. Let us now together educate ourselves this evening as to what the Constitution of Nigeria says. If you go to chapter 1 of the Constitution, I want to know what is called a preamble. I want to lay the foundation so the world can understand. So when I delve into this document, you'll understand the enormity of it. It carries weight. Chapter 1, General Provision, 1999, Federal Constitution of Nigeria, whatever they call it. It says in part 1, Federal Republic of Nigeria. Section 1, subsection 1. This, I'm reading what the law says in the zoo because this document is supreme and I will prove it to you now. This is in the constitution itself. The constitution is supreme. Listen carefully. And its provisions shall have binding force on the authorities and persons throughout the Federal Republic of Nigeria. It doesn't matter who you are. DSS Director General, if you're Abak Yari, the President, the Vice, Police IG, it doesn't give you. You are bound by what is written in this constitution because this was what you swore to to uphold and to defend. It says you're not above the law. That's what it says. He's saying here. So when Jibril or Abba Kyari will send out police to go and kill people, pretending as if they're above the law, and they do what in Oga say, they are breaking the law. Because number one, or in the Zuko, it says this very clearly. Chapter 1, General Provisions, Part 1, 1.1 says, this constitution is supreme, and its provisions shall have binding force on the authorities and the persons throughout the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Nobody's above the law. That's number one this evening. I'm trying to establish. So INEC, Jeda, and his unlearned brother Yakubu, they're not above the law. But they keep making laws for INEC that is not in the constitution. And some of you are jumping up and down. PVC, card reader, rubbish is their own making because they want to rig elections for their fellow Fulani people. Number two says, now listen please, the Federal Republic of Nigeria shall not be governed, nor shall any persons or group of persons take control of the government of Nigeria or any part thereof, except in accordance with the constitution. So Fulani cabal is finished. And this is the key point that we have been trying to make Binta and Yako understand. And Nigerian judiciary, they have no brain, they won't understand it. This law, this very constitution says this. If any other law, it doesn't matter who made the law, it doesn't matter if it's from National Assembly, it doesn't matter if it is Akaja, all that Akaja nonsense I was telling you about a few weeks ago. It says here, if any other law is inconsistent with the provisions of the constitution, this constitution shall prevail. And that other law shall, to the extent of its inconsistency, be void. What am I saying? When they say to you in the court of law that no offense is bailable, they are lying. Because in the constitution, every offense is bailable. When you say to them, you have held justice today and the rest for up to 3 months, they're entitled to automatic bail. And the judge says, no, Akija gives me power to decide. I have discretion. Tell them no. Because that very part of your Akija is in direct conflict with a constitutional provision. And the constitution is supreme. Judges don't know this. They have not read this very document. Nigerian judges don't read their own constitution. They don't. But they are meant to interpret it. They don't read it. Now we have laid the foundation. Let's proceed. All I have done is to lay the outline upon which a compelling case can be made or built, but more importantly, understood by the common man and woman on the street. Now we have agreed that the constitution is supreme. Let us see what it says about who is qualified to contest for the presidency and who is not. For this, we turn to this same constitution to understand why I have insisted that Biafra shall be a country comprised of many nations making laws in local languages, so the fraud and deception going on in Nigeria right now will not be replicated in Biafra. Nigerian judges, their lawyers, their journalists, and their pastors, their even their imams, vice chancellors, I'm telling you this, do not understand simple written English. And I will prove it tonight. Onoghen's removal is a case in point. And tonight, they have said today that they have renewed the acting CJ for another 3 months, which is against the law, and is here. Onoghen's removal have exposed the Fulanization agenda being championed by Abba Kyari and the cabal handling Jibril Aminu Al-Sudani. Why do I say this? Please go to chapter 5 of your constitution. Go to chapter 5 of this very constitution, please. It is very, very critical, very, very important. It is, chapter V11 is 7, isn't it? It's called the Judicature. Part 1, the Supreme Court of Nigeria. Let us see what Jibril did today to honor if it is legal or not. This is the constitution. No? And the people perpetrating this disregard for the cardinal law of the land, they are all judges, chief justices. They are the ones undermining the constitution of the country. What does it say? It says here, the appointment of a person, that is 2-3, Section 231 of the constitution. It says here, I've asked Amaka to be posting all these things as I outlined them. The appointment of a person to the office of the Chief Justice of Nigeria shall be made by the President on the recommendation of the National Judicial Council, subject to confirmation of such appointment by the Senate. The appointment of a person to the office of a Justice of Supreme Court shall be made by... Now, we continue. Let us go to number 4 and 5. Listen carefully about Chief Justice of Nigeria. Listen, please listen carefully. It's English. Now, take it very slowly so you understand it. Number 4. 2314. I want the judges of Nigeria to listen very carefully to the laws that they are disobeying. NJC, that useless, toothless, hopeless group of idiots. NJC, I want to prove to them and to the world that they are useless tonight. Number 4 says, this is 231 number 4. It says, if the office of the Chief Justice of Nigeria is vacant, or if the person holding the office is for any reason unable to perform the functions of the office, then until a person has been appointed to and has assumed the functions of that office, or until the person holding has resumed those functions, the President shall appoint the most senior justice of the Supreme Court to perform those functions. The sacked Honorian. I don't even want to contest the legality of it. Let us now go to number 5. That qualifies number 4. It says here, listen carefully. Except on the recommendations of the NJC. Recommendation of NJC, not Jubil, not Abba Kyari, not Asorok. So, not even from this opening line, the extension of the tenure of Tanko, the present acting Chief Justice of Nigeria, is illegal. Number 1, to start with, tonight. Because the recommendation did not come from NJC. All they did was to rubber stamp it. This is the constitution. It continues. An appointment pursuant to the provision of subsection 4, which I told you before is our reference point, shall cease to have effect after the expiration of 3 months from the date of... In other words, after 3 months, Tanko should be gone. But they have renewed his appointment, so you can see them through the rigging going on at the tribunal. That's another form of legalized rigging. What does the Constitution say? It says here, and the President, listen, this is the Constitution of Nigeria. You know all those elite, learned men, learned women with wig all over the place. My Lord, our Lord, His Lord. Nonsense. This is the Constitution. What does it say about Jubil and what they did today? In extending Tanko's tenure, it says here, the President, listen, the President shall not reappoint a person whose appointment has lapsed. That is the Constitution of Nigeria. In other words, once you appoint Tanko into that office and his tenure is gone, he is gone. That is what the Constitution says. It is trying to force you to make sure you appoint a substantive chief judge. They better hear you. Learned men, learned women, jumping up and down all over the place. They don't know the law, their own law, their own law, their own constitution, they don't know it. The law says that after the first 3 months, you do not reappoint that very person. Never. Never is here. We are learned. They are miscreants. You're not ashamed of yourselves. Today, miscreants are teaching you what you don't know. Am I a miscreant? Today, a miscreant is teaching you what in your own constitution. That's how sad they are. Now, let us look at why Jubil should not contest. Why Bukhari shouldn't have contested in the first place. Listen carefully, please. The same constitution that they're breaking all the time. I want to lay out a pattern of disobedience to the rule of law. The constitution is the highest law in the land. Look at how they disobeyed. All of you now sitting back, Onogun was removed. It's not good. It's rubbish. They have broken the law. It is an impeachable offense. But they are cowards. Brata is there as the head of the gang, the chief terrorist, terrorizing people with the army. DSS is terrorizing everybody. They terrorized after they stormed the National Assembly. What can they do? I told you that democracy is incompatible with Islam. Incompatible, I'm telling you. It is even more so in Africa where they are primitive. It is incompatible. They don't know the meaning of it. The law is here. You cannot reappoint somebody after 3 months. It's in your constitution. But some of you are just there. Yes, they will appoint him. Tanko shouldn't be there. Chapter 6 of the constitution says the executive, the president of the federation. A person, listen, it's English language. A person shall be qualified for election to the office of the president. In other words, if you don't have this, you're not qualified. Simple English, please. Number one, a citizen of Nigeria by birth. He did not say Nigerian citizen, no. He said citizen by birth. It is not something as a Nigerian citizen. We are coming to that later. In case you say, I worked for Foreign Minister of Agriculture. I have a Nigerian passport. I'm a Nigerian. No, he says by birth. He has to attain the age of 40. He is a member of a political party. And last but not least, he has been educated up to at least school certificate level or its equivalent. I am very old, in my 50s. Is there anybody that went to high school or secondary school in the whole of Nigeria who doesn't know what school cert means? I attended Government College Omoi, of course, the finest secondary school, the finest high school you have in the whole of West Africa, if not the whole world, in my own time, anyway. My Madi, Awomupu, I was in cousin's house, I was serving Awomupu. I don't want to use the term used in as an Omoyan, because they will misunderstand it. Awomupu, my Madi, cousin's house, going to college Omoyan. 1979/1980. They sat for school cert. They called it school cert. It's called school certificate. School cert, that's what it's called. Before it was changed later. School cert. So we know that school cert means secondary school. And why do I say so? What the Constitution of Nigeria is saying is that if you do not meet this criteria, your political party, and most crucially, INEC, should not allow you to run for the office of the President of Nigeria. We must remember that this document, the Constitution, is supreme. Remember, it doesn't matter how you wish to interpret it. It doesn't matter if you have been the vice president before for 1,000 years. It doesn't matter if you went to Sandhurst or to U.S. War College. The Constitution simply says, if you are not a Nigerian at birth, or by birth, not even at birth, by birth, which we shall define later. If you do not have school certificates, which is WAEC, you will not be eligible to contest to become the president of Nigeria. At the end of this process, the world will know that not only is the Nigerian judiciary useless, INEC is even worse. Because they failed to screen Jubril al-Sudani, they failed to screen Buhari in 2015, and that is why the whole place is in a mess. The only option left is for them to even annul the elections and screen their papers properly. It's just a simple free advice. Because if they don't, they'll be in a lot of trouble. Anything, any conclusion they come to will be challenged at the Supreme Court. And at Supreme Court, they don't look at your face. They only look at the law. Some of them who are still sensible. I mean, in fact, they've retired all of them. Those who can even reason or have a streak of independence in them. From the clearly stated constitutional provisions above, those that said that Jubril Aminu al-Sudani representing Buhari does not need a WAEC certificate are ignorant of what school certificate or school cert means. School certificate or school cert, as it was popularly known in those days, is simply WAEC. Those that drafted the Zulu Constitution, the Nigerian Constitution, use school certificate instead of WAEC for the simple reason that during their time in the 40s, in the 50s, and early 60s, which was pre-independence days, they all sat for school cert from London. That's what it's called, school cert. I have it here to prove it. Because if they just put in WAEC, they'll be in trouble. That means all those old brigades, they won't be able to contest. So they use school SAT, which was what the certificate they obtained in their own time. And somebody says the senior advocate of Nigeria, don't even know of school SAT, said it's first school leaving certificate. If they had wanted the qualification to be first school leaving certificate, they would have said first school leaving certificate, which I sat for when I was in primary 6. They said school SAT. And school SAT is WAEC. And their senior advocate, Chineke Marahebara. They also know that school SAT metamorphosed into WAEC the way you have it today, which later changed to SS. When I went to school, it was then like SS3. When I went to class 5, it's changed to SS3 now. Why can't it be reason?
Oh dear.
For those that may doubt that school certificate is WAEC, let us look at what the British, you know, our colonial masters, the creator of the zoo, what they have to say about it. What we are doing is building a picture so we can all see that Jibril's legal team are out to mislead the public. Anybody telling you that WAEC doesn't matter is an animal, is a fool, is a monkey. Well, go to Google now and type in school certificate United Kingdom. They will tell you what it means. School SAT in England changed to GCE O level in 1951. The school is called school certificate. I have it, Amata, and I wanted to post it. I tweeted it a while ago. People didn't actually notice. Repost it so they can see what it looks like. It's called school certificate. And that was exactly what they were referring to in the constitution. The same Britain introduced and established WAEC in 1952. Britain, the same Britain, in West Africa, they brought in WAEC in 1952, before any African country got independence. So where did the dead Buhari that Jubil is forged a certificate now? Which school did they go to? Because it was Britain that established WAEC in 1952. Because even then, none of their colonies in Africa, including Nigeria, had attained independence. It was called school SAT up until even 1980 or beyond. School SAT. I know school SAT. Ask anybody. It's high school, college, class 5 exams. And I call you. They think they can deceive us. Do they think they can deceive us? Do they think so? No, they can't. Oh. They can't. And we are here this Wednesday. The time now is approximately 7 minutes to the top of the hour. You must bear with us this evening. We are building a very coherent picture that the world may know how daft the zoo is. In other words, what I'm saying this evening is very, very simple. There is no way INEC can declare Jubilee the winner. It's impossible. Because there's no WAEC result. And WAEC is school certificate. End of story. They can dance around all they like. If INEC proceeds with this nonsense, there will be litigation to expose them before the world so they will know we are learned. School. They are playing with Biafrans. We will destroy them one after the other. School certificate examination is usually taken at the age of 16. Do I need to go further on this? No, it's there. You can read it up yourself. Go to Google, type in school SAT. I have even tried as much as I can to provide a certificate for you so you can see it. It was called West African School Certificate. So if the dead Buhari or now Jubril went to any West African school, is there West African School Certificate awarded by the University of Cambridge is here, where the likes of Professor Ben Webbers went to Cambridge University is here, and also I think London School of Economics is here now. So all that nonsense from Katsina State forged NEPA bill, and the people look at it and say it's nothing. It's NEPA bill. You are foolish.
Entertaining monkeys.
It's a very serious case of perjury and fraud. Without WAEC, you cannot be the president of Nigeria. That is what the law says. And to as an addition, I've also added a marker. Please post four school leaving certificates so they can see they're not the same. That is school SAT for class 5, four school leaving certificate for primary 6. They're not the same. So your fake senior advocate should stop deceiving himself and his useless followers in APC. In all these, in the saga going on in Abuja, we keep forgetting one thing. On which certificate did INEC determine that Jubril satisfied the constitutional requirement to run for the office of President of Nigeria? Who checked the certificate of Jubril to say you are qualified to run? Is it Yakubu of INEC? He should be in prison for subverting the will of the people as contained in the constitution of Nigeria. He has broken the law. He should be in prison. You see Yakubu, he should be in prison. Now you see why they put Fulani everywhere. Police, Air Force, Army, Civil Defense, Road Safety, everywhere. DSS, police, everything you have is Fulani. You see why? Because they know they're breaking the law. And they don't want a Fulani or another person to be there to go and arrest them. No, they don't want it. So one day we are putting, it's nepotism. Is all of them are from one side. No, they're doing it for a reason. They want to close every avenue of persecution. Now, I'm asking you, now that Yakubu of INEC, even Jega, broke the law by allowing somebody without WAEC to run for election, the highest office in the zoo, who's going to arrest him? Is it IG of police, Fulani? Is it Buratai, Fulani, Concord, Kanuri? Who's going to arrest him? So you don't know that's why they were doing it all this while. They were doing it to close every avenue. So when there's an uprising, they will tell them to travel abroad, to go to Dubai. Is here now? Now you know. Now that we have proven tonight that no matter the document they present to INEC or they had presented is fake, who is going to go to prison for perjury? Who? I'm asking. And you're one Nigeria. This is what Buhari said. And I read the junk from the Zoo media and I weep. I weep for them. No wonder white people are doing better than black Africans. We are hopeless, honestly speaking. I need to be taken to court to explain how they accepted a forged document and use that as the basis to qualify somebody who is not qualified to run for the office of the president of the zoo. They must explain it. The election must be annulled. It will be cancelled. And the papers screened properly of those who are running. You determine if they are Nigerians or not. Screened properly. Annul the elections. That's the only way you can save yourself. Everything you're doing is an exercise in futility. The constitution is there. Are you going to change it overnight? The ignorant lawyer went on to say that you don't need educational qualification to run for the presidency. Contrary, that is rubbish. The constitution is very clear. And one day, this moron will proceed to become a judge. May God have mercy on the ignorant souls of Nigerians. This clearly unlearned and quack senior advocate of Nigeria tried to justify his ignorance by quoting the constitution out of context, because he doesn't understand English language. He went and quoted, hey, it's true, it doesn't matter. Some of these quack lawyers, some of them, and their justices in Nigeria think that we all are stupid as they are, and dumb as they are. Let us refer back to the same 1999 constitution and its interpretation, relied upon by these unlearned individuals working for APC. Well, you know, he wrote something and said, school certificate or its equivalent means a secondary school certificate or its equivalent, grade 2 teacher certificate, city and guilds, education up to secondary school certificate level, or primary 6 school leaving certificate, which is a lie. It's copy and paste now. Let me tell you why it's a lie, why they're deceiving all of you. And some people fell for it. One idiot tweeted it. It doesn't matter. And he got up to 1,000 likes. Hey, Zoo. Your education system is a mess. I want to prove it to you. go back to part 5, interpretation, citation and commencement of the Constitution. Section 318 of the Constitution, please go there. Section 318. Start, read the number 1 first. In this Constitution, unless it is, please, I'm gonna post it, unless it is otherwise expressly provided or the context otherwise requires. You know what they did, these criminals? They jumped to the school certificate or its equivalent section without knowing that it was explaining something above. It's like you're writing an essay. At the 10th paragraph, you explain something in paragraph 8. They abandoned the reference you made to paragraph 8 and jumped to what you wrote on paragraph 10. That's what they have done. If you go to the place where it says public service of a state, this particular school certificate here or its equivalent is referring to a state. People that want to work in the state, in the public service, in a state, not in the federation. That is why it has a subheading A. Even if you go to the public service that says public service of a state means, you will see subsection A, B, C, D, E, F, G. This particular school cert comes under even subsection G, but they never told you that. He just copied and pasted. Let us see what it says. They are talking about public service, not Aso Rock, not the presidency. It says here, public service of a state means the service of the state in any capacity in respect of the government of the state and includes services such as, if you want to become a clerk, a member of the staff of the High Court, a member of the staff of a commission, a member of the staff of a local government, a staff of a statutory corporation, staff of any educational institution, staff of any company or enterprise. School certificate means, which is saying, for all these people that wants to be a clerk, a member of a staff of a commission, staff of local government, it means grade 2 teacher certificate, City and Guilds, education of the secondary school, or primary school, 6 school leaving certificate or its equivalent. This is for those looking for work in the state or local government. It has nothing to do with Aso Rock. Do you see how foolish they are? They just copied here, school certificate or its equivalent, and they're jumping all over the place, all over social media. The lazy fools could not go back to the Constitution. All they are trying to say to you is that if you want to be a clerk, if you want to work in Sharia Court of Appeal as an ordinary messenger, if you want to work as in a commission as somebody moving files up and down, school certificate for you means a secondary school certificate all the way to standard 6, not for the presidency. So they must stop deceiving people. Now it's very clear, isn't it? This is how they lie, cheat and deceive. The time now is 3 minutes past the top of the hour. Wherever you are, if you look at your clock, this approximately is 7 to 4 minutes now. Part of that, we must proceed because liars are everywhere. You see how they deceive you? If you have a case before Bintangako now, and you're arguing that WAEC is not needed, once you go and copy this nonsense, you truncate this very provision, you cut it from school certificate or its equivalent, and give to her, she will rule in your favor. She'll say, you don't need certificate, oh, you don't need WAEC. But it's a lie. Not knowing that school certificate or its equivalent is a subsection dealing with public service of a state, not even a federation, of a state. This is how they deceive you. I'm Leonard, the senior advocate of Bushmeat. I don't think we practice law by tomorrow, will he? You know that shameless. He may speak again tomorrow, tweet. But it's there on my page, Mazen Namde Kanu. Go there, you will see it. The full constitutional interpretation. They copy and they paste. Ndara. Neither the dead Buhari or his replacement Jibril is a citizen of Nigeria by birth, according to the Constitution of Nigeria. Do you see Buhari? Buhari is not a Nigerian by birth. And we are going to do it tonight. If people are tired, are people very tired? Check online and tell me if they are tired. If they are tired, I will stop. You know, if you give them more than one complex information, he'll take from Kissing Bekola. I want to know if they are tired.
and want to know if people are tired. If they are tired, I will suspend this very broadcast, and maybe I'll continue tomorrow. I want to know if they are tired. I want to know if they are tired. My goodness me. How can it be?
I am stating tonight, write it down on a piece of paper, that Nnamdi Kanu said that the dead, you know, Major General Muhammadu Buhari, that's been running for office since, by virtue of the provision of the 1999 constitution that was badly written, I accept, he is not qualified. Before he died, no, he's dead, the dead Buhari, he was not even qualified to run for office. Not qualified. Go to section 29, section 25, subsection 1 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. That's why I said come with a pen and piece of paper. Bring the Constitution with you. Just go there or type it on Google. Section 25.1 of the Zulu Constitution is there. The following persons are citizens of Nigeria by birth. So it's not just you carrying green passport, you think you're a citizen. You're jumping up and down. You see Southern Borno. You see Adamawa. You see Taraba. I'm telling you the truth. They're not Nigerians by birth. He's here now. I want to prove it to you now. It is in the Constitution of Nigeria. The Constitution says, every person born in Nigeria before the date of independence, which is 19... I want to... Let us do some mathematics tonight. I am quoting you the Constitution of Nigeria. It says here, subsection A, 25.1a. Every person born in Nigeria before the date of independence, which is 1960, if you are born before then, either of whose parents or any of whose grandparents belongs to a community indigenous to Nigeria. In other words, even if you are born before 1960, either your father, listen carefully, your mother, your grandfather, I'm writing it down with all of you, your grandfather or your grandmother must be a Nigerian before your birth can be registered as being born or in Nigeria. Do you understand it now? So if your parents are from Daura in Niger or Daura Emirates in Niger, as the case with Jibril, as with Buhari, now replaced by Jibril. Because Jibril himself is from Sudan. Jibril Aminu al-Sudan is from Sudan. I want to prove tonight that the dead Buhari, who has rotted away in Saudi Arabia, in a shallow grave in Saudi Arabia, is not Nigerian by birth. I should not have contested either in 2015, 2011, 13 or 14 or whatever it is. Buhari, the dead one, that Jubilee is now representing, should not have run for the office of the president of Nigeria. Here are the reasons why. His father is a dog seller from Niger, so his father is not indigenous to Nigeria. The mother, the same thing, is not indigenous to Nigeria. But they lied. They said the father married the mother when he came to Katsina to sell duck. Oh, baby. But it's a lie. They are playing with IPOB, you know. And that's the worst mistake the zoo ever made. It's underestimate us. They are so foolish. We have more in store for them. Provided that this is the zoo constitution. Provided that a person shall not become a citizen of Nigeria by virtue of this section, if neither of his parents nor any of his grandparents was born in Nigeria. In other words, either your parents, if you are born before 1960, either your parents, which of course Buhari was born before 1960, his parents or his grandparents, if his father is from Niger,
How can his grandparents be from Katsina? It's not possible now. Now, the section of the Constitution, which is section 131, which APC is relying on to disqualify Atiku, provides that a person shall be qualified for election to the office of the president if he is a citizen of Nigeria by birth, which Atiku is not. That is the truth. Atiku is not a citizen by birth. Now, leaving Atiku for a moment, let us consider whether the dead Buhari, now replaced by Jibril, was a citizen of Nigeria by birth, as defined, listen carefully, as defined under section 25 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic. Because of the grammar, some of you are afraid to read English. I am a British citizen, and I went to government college in Omuahian. And as you all know, as an Omuahian, from the first day you come into that very hallowed institution, even if you never knew how to speak English before, you must speak it. So we know English language very, very well. Then I traveled to England and I read in England, now called Metropolitan University. So I understand written English. But most of them in the zoo don't. They don't. Keep in mind that section 25 did not provide being born in Nigeria as the only condition for being considered to be a Nigerian by birth. Being born in Nigeria is not enough. That's what it says in the Constitution. It is the fact that you are born in Katsina is not enough for you to be a Nigerian. Your father, your mother, your grandfather, or your grandmother must be indigenous to Nigeria. Chineke mara my brother. But some of you never knew this, did you? You are jumping up and down before saying, I'm a Nigerian. But you cannot contest for the office of the presidency. That's what the Constitution says. This present constitution says you cannot contest. If you're from Adamawa, Southern Borno, Taraba, you cannot. Once you're born before 1960, you cannot. Even if you're born after 1960, you cannot be. You cannot contest. He's here now. Is your father a Nigerian, indigenous to Nigeria? Your mother, your grandfather, or your grandmother? Are they? The answer is no, so you cannot contest. When I asked them to amend the constitution as a matter of urgency, they thought it was a joke. Hey, it's from Nnamdi Kanu from IPOB. No, they're miscreants. Let's ignore them. They can't ignore it because it will be litigated upon up to Supreme Court, and the ruling will be that either you change the constitution or Jibril, the dead Buhari, should not have run for office because they're not Nigerians by birth within the definition of the 1999 Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. We must continue. Buhari, the dead one, was born in 1942. So he was born in Nigeria, yes? Yeah, okay. We agree. But either of Buhari's parents must be a Nigerian citizen, indigenous to Nigeria. Under the proviso to section 25, either of them must also be born in Nigeria. In other words, Buhari's father must be born, the dead one must be born in Nigeria. This is the most important part of it all. Even if you pass number one, do you understand? Even if we say today that yes, that Atiku is a Nigerian, but is the father a Nigerian? Is the mother a Nigerian? If they are, then he has killed. If they are not, then he's not qualified. But I understand that his father was a Nigerian. I'm not very sure. Or the grandfather or the grandmother must be. Now we know from public records, this is the available public records, that Buhari's father, his name is Hado Adamu. You know, that's what I said to them. I don't know. Let's not get into that for now. His name is Hado Adamu. He was a nomadic Fulani trader from Niger Republic and later became a bodyguard in the palace of the Emir of Daura, which made him to settle in Daura, Katsina State. So the father of the late Buhari was born in Niger Republic, not Nigeria. Ask people in Katsina, am I lying? Am I speaking the truth? And if
the dead Buhari, in whose name Jibril is now ruling all of you, did not qualify. Who is Jibril from Sudan to qualify? Let's continue. Buhari's father, being Fulani, did not belong to any tribe indigenous to Nigeria at that time. He was in Niger Republic. Because if you say that, but Fulanis are in Nigeria, but Yorubas are in Benin Republic as well. So let's not even get in there. Our creators, Britain, have decided that that boundary they made in 1914 is Nigeria. If you're outside it, you're outside.
We also know that Buhari's father, Hado Adamu, married Zula Hatu. Their wedding took place in Niger Republic, not in Katsina.
Do you see how we know?
The wedding of Zula Hatu to Hada Adamu, the parents of Muhammadu Buhari, the dead one, buried in Saudi Arabia.
They married in Niger Republic.
Both of them.
And being nomadic, you know that they don't have any home. They move about everywhere they go. If they come to Katsina, they say they start to answer Osman Katsina.
They emigrated to Daura together around 1941. In other words, the late Buhari, or the dead one, or Buhari's mother,
was not born in Nigeria. Therefore, Buhari cannot contest in the name of Jibril, or Jibril cannot contest in the name of Buhari.
However you say it. Now, here's the question. If neither of Buhari's parents was not born in Nigeria, is it likely that any of his grandparents were born in Nigeria? The answer is no, of course. Because the parents of Hado and Zula Hatu was not born in Nigeria. It is not likely that they were. This is where I challenge the few intellectuals in the zoo
to zero in on this and research it, and they'll come out and tell me that I'm correct. So even the dead Buhari that they declared the winner in 2015, that ran against Jonathan, should not have contested, because within the meaning of Nigerian by birth in the constitution, he did not qualify, because his father, his mother, his grandfather, his grandmother are not Nigerians. That's indigenous Nigeria.
So that even though Buhari may have been born in Daura, but neither of his parents or grandparents was born in Nigeria. Therefore, Buhari is not a citizen of Nigeria by birth as defined in the proviso to section 25 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Fact and law. So, given that APC has opened the door by challenging Atiku citizenship by birth, it now lies within the rights of every right-thinking person in the zoo to also question Buhari's, the dead one, citizenship by birth. And it will be challenged in court as well. Therefore, I was shocked
when you hear all these. I'm not surprised anymore anyway.
A senior advocate in the zoo said publicly that school certificate is equivalent to primary school 6 certificate. You wonder. When I call Nigeria a zoo, people say that I'm insulting them. But I find it debilitating that in a country of supposed 200 million people with hundreds of thousands of lawyers and judges, that whoever authored this gibberish is allowed to practice law and so-called senior advocate for that matter. As a black African, I'm ashamed of the level of stupidity that pervades the African societies. Education in Nigeria is a complete and utter waste. Very, very clear. They said they did their fact checks, some of them. But our conclusion is this. If the dead Buhari and Atiku are not Nigerians because of the case Atiku is now having, his part of Adamawa wasn't in Nigeria in the time of his birth, then everyone born in the old Eastern region, as soon as I said the last time around, 67 to 70, should officially be recognized as a Biafran. Myself, I'm a Biafran, and I hold British citizenship. I am not a Nigerian. By this very definition of place of birth, section 25 of the Nigerian Constitution, those of us born as Biafrans cannot contest for any elected office, in fact, presidency, as a matter of fact. Now the question is this. Are you going to blame your history teacher for having the truth from you? Who are you going to blame? You blame Nigeria. Nigeria is an evil society. They don't know how to do anything properly. They found the truth upside down. White becomes black. Black becomes white. Envy and hatred everywhere. That is why foolishness sets in often at times. They sent their army to suppress IPOB for not wanting to be Nigerian. Somebody wrote very famously on social media. I'm only quoting what somebody have written. It's not from me. And then they levy lawsuit to suppress. I think they claim who is not a Nigerian but wanted to be a Nigerian. But nobody gave we Biafrans the option to exercise our rights through a referendum to decide if we want to be a part of Nigeria or not. And this evening, very lastly, I just want to touch upon something because the time is approximately 21 minutes past the top of the hour. You know what they said, that they have no results on INEC server. I just have a very simple question to ask. If you don't have any result in your server, then INEC, the result of the election, all of them must be cancelled. Not just the presidential election, but every election held in the zoo should be cancelled. And I will tell you why. If you claim you have no results in your server, that means, or there is nothing in your server, that means your server is not working. And if there is no result on the server, where did all the information from the card reader go to? Then, you know, the card reader, you call it accreditation. So that means that everybody that used card reader, their votes did not count because it was not captured anywhere. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? I would have thought that the essence of the card reader, like every mobile phone, is any information you pass through it is stored at the server of the telecommunications company, isn't it? You're saying that your mainframe server in Abuja, there is no information on it. Or are you saying there is no result on it? If that is the case, then all your card readers, it's just a complete waste of time and effort. It means that the card readers were not used to accredit people. And votes of those accredited did not count because you did not capture it anywhere. If you're saying that your servers in Abuja doesn't hold that very information, where did it go to them? Zoo is in trouble. And I have to remind the judges who are hearing the election petitions to know that they are bound by the ethics and code of the bench to rule on every item of contention before them. They must do so also before reaching any judgment. They must also tell the whole world if there is any merit in the allegation that Jibril is not Buhari. They must also state very clearly if both men met the minimum academic qualification required or are stipulated in the constitution before being allowed to run for that office. They should also examine the role of INEC to see if they are fit for purpose, because somebody in INEC must have certified that both men met the requirements before being allowed to contest. On what material evidence did INEC boss base their conclusion that both men are academically qualified to contest that very election? The world deserves to see the documents tendered by both parties to substantiate or to validate their claim that they possess the minimum requirement to contest for election. The issue of the place of birth as qualification for the office of president must be resolved. They must resolve it, too. This tribunal, they must resolve it. Or the National Assembly should go in and try and fast track a constitutional amendment immediately.
which is not possible anyway. They are zoo, they can't do it. The recommendations of the tribunal must be made public, even if that includes an immediate amendment to the constitution, given that Nigeria was a mere company before being converted to a country, as we have argued quite rightly from the beginning. No, but knowing the zoo very well, they will come back to tell the world their remit is to determine who won the election and nothing more. That's what they will say. But I have it in the constitution. Every issue raised must be treated. Is in your constitution. Go and read it very well, please. Go and read it very, very well. The judges hearing the case at the tribunal must rule on every piece of evidence or contentious evidence and place their final judgment in the public domain. The Nigerian judiciary is in a mess. Even the judges, some of them, they know that. That is why they write on lies and innuendo. Nigeria is a pathetic and absolute joke. And that is why we want Biafra. What you have is a dictatorship, not a normal government. Because even the tenure of Mohammed, Justice Tanko Muhammad, has come to an end. But they have renewed it. They have renewed it. Everything they do in the zoo, they do to promote Fulani hegemony. But Yoruba media, unwittingly, or should I say wittingly, because of Bola Ahmed Tinubu's declared intent to run for the presidency, they have decided to turn a blind eye. But they will never, ever succeed. But then I know there are very few courageous and brave Yoruba men and women, because the only people propping up the damnable Zoological Republic are the Yorubas right now. Therefore, I call upon the Yoruba media and social activists who made it possible for the first coup to happen in Nigeria. Remember Operation Wetie in 1964 against Akintola and Ahmadu Bello. So the Yorubas have a history of turning against somebody who is as evil as Tinubu. You've done it before against Akintola, who was also supporting a Fulani man then. The Yoruba media forced Babangida to step aside. They forced Abacha into pariah status. They helped to force Jonathan out of office. But they're now silent, while Nigeria is being steadily converted to a Fulani empire on a daily basis. By the time they get to 2023, if at all they will, Fulani will be everywhere and it will be too late. So we are asking them and every right-thinking person to rise up at this very time to demand that all indigenous people peacefully go their separate ways, to forestall any cataclysmic turmoil and unnecessary bloodshed. Because I see death coming in large numbers, I assure you. Write today's dates down. When it happens, you will remember that I told you so. Thank you very much for listening this very evening. From me, from here, it is good evening.